You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Tom Estomfa, also Anonymous. On my ongoing mini-series on the AirTag, I'm going to cover the AirTag using Siri or the Find My to locate your AirTags or tags. So you are already set up. You have your AirTag in hand, and it's assigned to an item in particular. Well, the first thing we need to do, and to make sure we understand about the requirements, you have to have an iPhone, iPad, or an iTouch that is using the latest iOS 14.5 and newer, and able to set up your AirTags, but also to enable to locate it. So now you have this AirTag, you're now ready to be able to locate it, or if you misplaced it, we are going to be able to step through the process of how to go in the steps to make. Now the first thing we're going to do, how to view the location of an AirTag item. This is pretty relatively easy to do. We'll need to get your Find My app out. It is baked in into iOS. If you have, for some reason, have removed it, have no fear. Just head over to the App Store, re-download Find My, which is two words, F-I-N-D space M-Y, and re-download that app. Once it's done, we're going to go over to Find My.
Find My. Double tap to open.
Go ahead and open this up. Single finger, double tap.
Find My. People. Heading.
Now, at the bottom left-hand corner of the screen of the Find My app,
tab bar, selected, people, tab, 1 of 4.
Should be the first tab, which is the people. We are going to swipe to the right.
Devices, tab, 2 of 4.
Past that.
Items, tab, 3 of 4.
Until we get to items. Double tap on items.
Selected, items, tab, 3 of 4.
And I'm going to go towards the top of the screen with a four-finger tap.
Map, Miller J, Fields.
And then I'm going to use the heading, go to the next item.
Items, heading.
And we'll get to the item heading. Go to the right here.
Thomas's backpack, 1205 SE 3rd Street, now with you. Actions available.
So I have, in this example, my AirTag is assigned to my backpack. That is what I call the item itself. And that's what we're going to use to be able to identify where this is. Now, however, the map location up above is a visual display. Those with vision or low vision will be able to see the location of your AirTag. Now, if it can be located, it will appear on the map itself. It will also show you the timestamp that it was last seen. Now, if it can't be seen, it's going to give you the location where it was last seen or detected. Now, the cool part is if it's out of range or it can't be seen, there's a notification towards the bottom of the screen that allows you to set up to be notified when it is seen by someone or yourself. So you'll get a notification that this item has been found. However, so this is the view map. So the view map, unfortunately, is there, but not 100% accessible, as in meaning it doesn't get of us a lot of information other than when I select the tag itself. It tells me what address it was located at. So somewhat it is there. It just means that we can't see the display itself with a map, but those vision can see it. Now let's talk about how to make the AirTag play a sound. So if an AirTag is nearby, we'll be able to tell it, hey, where are you? Emit this little sound, so I'll be able to identify and locate you. Now most devices will be able to take advantage of this feature. And to do this, we have two ways to do this. One, I can initiate Siri to tell where is my backpack. So in this example, is my backpack. If it's your car keys, you say, where's my car keys? And then I'll send it a indicator to the AirTag. Hey, start beeping so I can hear you. I will give you that demonstration along with a manual way. And that is to double tap on the tag item. So in this case, the backpack is selected. We do one finger double tap.
Select map. Use the rotor to access points of interest.
It'll show up as a map. Now, about 3/4 way down the screen, you can't use headings, so you'll have to do a touch explore to find it.
Thomas's backpack.
Once you find your item, that's my item, is my backpack. If you go to the right.
With you, button. Now, button. Play sound off button.
I can say play sounds. So let's do this demonstration first. I'll put the AirTag close to my microphone so you can hear the beep. When you double tap this, it'll emit a sound to the AirTag and you'll hear the AirTag bleeping itself. It will bleep for a couple seconds and then it will stop on its own. If you want it to stop, you just double tap this item and it'll quickly dismiss it. Otherwise, it's only going to go on for a couple seconds. So I'll do that. Double tap.
Play sound, connecting. Stop sound, playing, button. Play sound, off, button.
And then you hear that. You can also ask Siri. Let's do that. Where is my backpack?
Looking for Thomas's backpack. Is nearby. Pinging Thomas's backpack now.
So essentially it does a ping. That allows you to identify your AirTag by its location, by the sound of it. Those are the first two items you can do to initiate the sounds. Now you can also get map directions to the item, whether that's current or its last location. Now if you want to use precision finding, you'll have to have an iPhone 11 and newer. This is because it has a U1 chip built into these devices that allows you to do precision finding. This means I can find an item by turn on the precision finding, and then it will tell me exactly how far it is, where to go, how close I'm getting. It's more like a cold hot game. So it'll say you're getting cold, you're cold, oh, it's warmer, it's hot. And the beautiful thing about it is it's got a haptic feeling, which I can't explain on podcast, but it's a beautiful sensation. It has a nice vibration. The closer you get to it, the stronger it gets. And when you're really on top of it, it's very vigorous. So it's really a nice feeling that gives you an idea where to go, as you can just move your phone around and feel that sensation of the vibration. And to use the precision finding, it's pretty simple. You just swipe to the right from the play sound area.
Find nearby button.
That's the button that you want to use for your precision finding. Now, I place the AirTag to my left. It's a couple feet away. I'm going to try different scenarios, and so we can try to get a better idea. The best thing I can do is, first, if you don't get any indicator, so it's not being able to be seen quite yet, and it's not within the distance, keep walking around the house until you get an alert saying, oh, I detected it. It's so many feet away. I have found that it's typically about 25 feet is the maximum range. I suppose if you were wide open, there's no walls and stuff, it could go a little bit further, but what I found, 25 feet is pretty much the limit inside the house. I am unsure on outside, which is something we'll have to do and experiment with later. However, within the house, you just keep walking around until you get an indicator. Once you find the indicator saying X number of feet, this is what I would do. This is the best way to do it. Moving around is the best option to find it. If you stand still, it's not going to do a really good job. So just keep going with the motion. Once you detect it, do a complete full circle around you until it finds it. The reason I'm saying that, it at least gives you the direction where you need to head to. And when you go around a full circle, it's going to go anything in a way of saying it's number of feet. And then you finally get this little ding or a strong haptic goes. That means you have located, as in it's directly in front of you. And from this, the haptic and the voice description will be much better. In other words, if I start going left, it'll tell me you need to go right and it's behind you and such. So I'll try to do all those and cover those as we do this. And of course, when you get closer to the device, the stronger the haptic feeling is, and it'll give you the measurement until it goes ding and it goes here. And it is very, very accurate, which I love. So let's go ahead and double tap this and get it started.
Try moving to a different location. Finding Thomas's backpack. Heading 3-2 feet nearby.
All right, so here we go.
3-2 feet nearby.
Now I feel a very slight haptic feel. It tells me it's around, so I'm going to move the phone around.
3 feet nearby. 3 feet, 4 feet. Signal is weak. Try moving to a different location. 3 feet to your right.
Ah, now I felt this little thing and it knows that it's there. It says move to the right.
2 feet nearby, 3 feet nearby, 4 feet to your left, 5 feet to your left.
See here, that it gives me a notification it's to the left.
Four feet to your left.
Back to the left.
5 feet behind.
Oh, now it's behind me. I'm going to the right still.
5 feet to your right. 5 feet behind. 5 feet. 4 feet to your right. 4 feet to your right. 3 feet to your right. 2 feet nearby.
So I'm getting closer and closer.
1.5 feet near. 1.4 feet nearby. 1.5 feet nearby. 1.4 feet near. 1.6. 1.5 feet nearby.
Doom. It's 1.4 feet nearby. Indicator that is kind of a click.
1.3 feet
nearby.
Straight
ahead of you.
1.4 feet nearby. 1.5 feet nearby. 1.6 feet nearby. 1, 2 feet. 2 feet. Zero here.
It's getting closer. Oh, and then it's here. Now, once you have located it's here, we'll go to the bottom here.
Place on. Button. Done. Button.
And swipe to
Actions
the left.
Available.
Double tap on done. We'll stop. So essentially, what happens, and I'll repeat what was seen or heard. I mean, you heard it yourself, but what I felt. So as we started the movement, you need to move forward and backwards and sideways, not just move the phone itself, but your whole body. You need to be moving. So if you move to the right of the item, after it has identified initially, it'll tell you that your item is to the left, which it was kept saying. And then I went right just on purpose. And it said it was behind me and I kept going right. And it says now it's to your right. Until I got this little haptic feeling, like dunk, that means it's in front of you. And you just keep walking in front until you get on top of the item. And if the camera senses it or sees it, it'll just go pop, and it'll say here. And from there, I just double tap the done, and I'm done, and I located the item. The cool thing is that the precision finding does this haptic. So, like I said before, the closer I got to it, the stronger indicator it did. And it does work up and down, left and right. So if it's on the floor, as you walk towards it, it's going to say 2 feet. And all of a sudden, it's really strong. But you got to think. And all of a sudden, you walk forward and it goes 3 feet. And I go, oh, that's weird. And you got to back up 2 feet. It doesn't tell you that it's downward. However, if you have low vision or some vision on the map, there's little directions on the map itself. So it'll show you these arrows, where to go and where it's located. So visually, it's great. It's a little bit harder for those that are blind, but not too bad. So try to play a game with it and put it all over your house and then keep doing it over and over until you get a better sense how this works. Now, it does see through walls. So, for example, if I left my car keys or my backpack, say, on my kitchen counter, there's a wall between my kitchen and my family room. If I turn my item on to try to find it, and hey, it's about 20 feet, and then I kind of go around in circles like I showed you, and then it is about 18 streets ahead. It means that it's directly in straight of me. Now, that is straight as in point A to B, meaning that it's not a walking direction. It's not a navigation will tell you go left and right. It's just essentially say go straight. However, there's a wall between me and that kitchen. So you got to keep that in mind. It could be upstairs for anything for that matter. And it's like it's sensing it upstairs. Sure, it's about 20 feet up. So that's something you have to figure out, oh, okay. And so it gets a little bit get used to. But once you walk around in by my kitchen table and such, go into my kitchen, and then I can go directly to it. Be sure to have your white cane out if you're outdoors. You want to make sure you don't run into things as you're trying to find it and hit your head and things like that. So use some common sense. I thought it was a pretty simple process. So that's the AirTag using Siri or the Find My to locate your AirTag. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.